thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Now you may be seated. For a little while, Lord, help me. I want to preach on cry again. Cry out again. Because the second time blind Bartimaeus cried out, even though everybody told him to be quiet, he got the Lord's attention. All right. First thing I want to look at, I want to ask y'all, how soon do you start crying out when you see you're in need? How soon do you start crying out when you see you got a problem on your hand? You know, I mean, me, sadly say, I try to work it out myself, you know, and most of the time that don't work. You know, I figured out over the few years, you know, that I've been saved, which hadn't been very long, that if you try to fix it yourself, you're going to mess everything up. If you try to go about your own way, you're going to mess everything up, because it's His will, not yours. You know what I mean? Thy will be done. You know, and I just want to ask y'all that. How soon do you start and ask? How soon do you know and then tell yourself that you got a problem on your hand? How soon do you start figuring out to cry out to Jesus? When do you start to cry out? Do you start to cry out a week later after everything's done falling in? Most time that's the way it ends up, ain't it? You're sitting on your knees somewhere, hands and knees, sitting there crying, Lord help me, what's going on? Why am I in this predicament? You know? And the reason is, you try and do it yourself, and it ain't gonna work. Right? It just ain't gonna work. And we need to cry to him when he's around. Because if blind Bartimaeus has been sleeping, right, if he had been sleeping on the side, he wouldn't have been able to tell if Jesus was coming by. I mean, I know some people can sleep through a hurricane, probably, you know. I mean, a great multitude ain't going to probably wake me up. I can sleep through a humongous storm. But, I mean, what if he would have been sleeping? What if he had been sleeping on the side of the highway? He would have never found out. He would have never heard. He would have never got his blessing. And over in Isaiah 55:6, it says, I'll just go over here and read it because I don't want to mess up quoting it. It says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon his name while he's near.
Amen.
Because he's not always going to be near. He's not always walking by to help you. He's always near of you. But sometimes he just wants to see what you're going to do. He wants to see what you're going to react to. He wants to see if you're going to call upon his name. Like I said a minute ago, he wants to see if you're going to call upon his name and ask him for help instead of trying to do it your own way. I mean, because that's the way the Lord works. He wants to see how much faith you have.
All right.
If you had faith of a grain of a mustard seed, you could say, this mountain, be thou removed, and it be cast into the sea. I mean, come on. If you can have a little bit of faith, you can tell a mountain to be gone. It's gone.
Amen.
You just like back in the old days, you could think all they had was their feet, maybe a horse and buggy, maybe if they were lucky. I mean, all they had to do was walk. If they came into like a big old obstacle, like a mountain, they had to find a way around it or through it. And think of this. If you had the power of Jesus Christ, you could say, and if you had that little faith, you could say, mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea. Right?
Amen.
And you could walk straight on through. And I love this, you know, because the faith is what does it. Blind Bartimaeus had to have the faith before he could cry out. He had to know that he had to believe in his heart that Jesus could do something for him before he ever cried out.
Amen.
Why would you go to a homeless man on the side of the street and say, hey man, can I borrow $1,000? That ain't gonna work. He's gonna be begging you for $1,000 more than likely. You know, I mean, my point is, why would you go to somebody you know can't do nothing for you, and try to ask for something you know they can't give you? So blind Bartimaeus had to know that Jesus could help him before he ever asked. Right, and on that second time that blind Bartimaeus called him, Jesus heard him.
Yes.
He stood still, it says. Let me go back over here to it. It says, okay, and Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. He said, come here, tell that man to come here. And see, they only say his name, blind Bartimaeus, up here once. It says Bartimaeus right there in 46. And the rest of the scriptures, they call him the blind man. You notice that? They call him the blind man. And Jesus said, command him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And on verse 50, it says, casting away his garment, rose and went to Jesus. Came to Jesus. All right. The garment was a sign letting everybody know that he was a blind man. He was a beggar. You know, just like the lepers. Lepers had to wear a certain garment to let everybody know I'm a leper. Unclean. That's what that was. He knew when he got up, when he rose, he cast it away because he knew he wasn't going to need it. He knew he wasn't going to need it when he came back. Right? He knew he wasn't going to need it. So, like, when you come down to the altar, you got a burden on you. I mean, you, like, say a sinner comes down to the altar. You know, you think, cast stuff away back there. But lay it right here on the altar, and that's pretty much casting it away right there. Yes. It goes under the blood and into the sea as far as the east is from the west. I like that because, I mean, I just like that. I don't know. I just like that. Plain and simple. I like that. Because he cast his garment away, rose, and went to Jesus before he ever got healed. Before he got healed. He had that faith. That mountain in his life was gone. That mountain in his life got cast into the sea, to the depths, and never to be seen again. Right? Oh, man. I love this. But what I'm preaching on is cry out again. Because the first time, he cried out. But everybody told him to be quiet. I mean, everybody told him to be quiet. Like a fresh convert, you know, he don't know nothing, right? I mean, he's very illiterate of the things of God. I know I was. I was happy, but I didn't know what to do. I knew I got saved, but I didn't know what to do. And I mean, if everybody like told somebody to be quiet, you know, like a baby or a dog, a good-minded dog. Everybody tells a dog to be quiet. It's going to listen eventually, you know. It's going to bow down to the overpower, right? And I'm glad he cried out the second time. Amen. I'm glad he cried out the second time because when you cry out the second time, you're going to get the master's attention. You're going to get his attention and you're going to get what you need. I mean, I want to tell y'all if you're in a battle, if you're in a struggle, you cried out once and you don't feel like you're getting anywhere, cry out again.
Amen.
Cry out again because he's there. He's there. He's there. He's there to give you your blessing. He's there to give you your miracle. And I just want to go on and live for him, right? But I want to tell y'all, I want to be the trumpet, right? I want to be the trumpet to sound, but I want to be behind the cross. I want everybody to hear. I want everybody to hear the word of God that there is hope. There is hope. Like Brother Adolph was saying, I don't see how they live out there in the world without God. And Sister Bobby says it all the time. I don't see how people live without the Spirit of God. I don't understand it because they go through stuff and then they try to blame people. They try to blame the people, and then they try to blame God, like Brother Adolph just said. They blame God too, but they don't understand what the problem is. It's themselves. It's themselves. They ain't right. They ain't right with God. And I mean, you ain't gonna have the blessings of God if you ain't got God in your life. You know what I'm saying? The blessings of God comes with serving God and listening to his will and doing what he wants you to do. And I love the Lord today and pray that I sounded the trumpet and let y'all hear what was on my heart. And I just hope I helped you.